Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dana McDole, one of three candidates for the special election for the vacancy on the Washington School Board. You are running for the open seat on the Washington School Board, and first, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name's Dana McDole. I have lived in Washington for, probably about 18 years. What brought me here was I actually student taught in Columbus Junction, so I rented here for a while and then I just never left. I substitute taught here for a while, and because it was I had graduated middle of the year, I had a son, Jacob, that I needed to get some, you know, benefits and stuff for. So I fell back on my biology degree, and I worked at a biotech company in Coralville for 15 years and stayed in Washington just because I like the community. Let's see, I have three boys that have been through the school system here. One's graduated and in the Air Force. And then the other two, I have a junior in high school and then a fifth grader, all boys.
And why did you decide to run for this seat now? You've been on the board in the past. Mm-hmm. What are some of your qualifications?
Well, I served on the St. James School Board prior to public school board for 6 years. And then ran for public school board where I served for about 4 years. So I have that experience just being a part of a board. But I've also just having children in the school district, being a part of, you know, going to the activities, whether it be choir or band or sports. I'm an active part of the community as far as, you know, volunteering, stuff like that. And so just my background with being a part of the board, but also having a vested interest as far as wanting our community and our school district to be great for not only my kids, but future children and everybody else's kids. So,
and if elected, what do you hope to see the district accomplish in the next few years?
Well, one thing I think, and I think Mr. Dix did a good job in the time, you know, the short time he's been here, is the communication piece. I just feel like there's still a lot out there that isn't really understood as far as fact-based. You know, social media is a great venue to utilize for different, whether it be news articles or things that are happening, and I think he's utilized that, but it's also a venue that there's a lot of misinformation. And so one thing would be just to try and make sure that the things that are communicated are accurate, and then if there are misconceptions, that we get that straightened out so that there's not any, well, I'm going to repeat myself, misconceptions again about whether, you know, where the money's going or who's getting what or what's being done as far as academics and how's this getting paid for. But it's more of a solutions-oriented approach instead of like putting fires out, right? So the communication piece. But also, you know, getting out there and just letting the community know that I'm a resource for them. You know, not just for the students, not just for the teaching staff, all of the support staff, but the community members and all of that, so that they feel like they have someone that they can go to, whether it be anonymous or not, and at least try to get the answers to the questions if it's something that I don't know.
And in closing, is there anything that you would like to say to folks before the special election approaches?
Well, I think one thing I want to point out is that everybody votes for everybody. I've had a lot of people since the last election say, well, I didn't think I could vote because it's not my district. Everybody votes. And so just make sure, no matter who you vote for, that you get out to that your voice is heard, that you vote on March 20th. But also just know that, you know, I don't have an agenda. You know, my agenda is to do what's best for our community, for our students, for our teachers, for our support staff, so that we can have, you know, when people think of Washington Community School System or Washington County, that they think of a great place to be. That we're educating our kids to the best of our ability and holding them accountable. Same with everybody else. And so, and then I'm here. I'm here to listen to their concerns. And if I don't have the answers, I'm going to find them out for them. I'm going to find it out and I will let them know. And if there needs to be follow through, I will advocate for that. I'm not afraid to speak up about the things that, whether it's a community member or a parent that's passionate about. I truly am here because I want to make our district great.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Dana McDole, one of three candidates for the vacancy on the Washington School Board. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.